Yeah, what are you going to fight the Russian army with, Estonia? Free internet? Fuck you. They do have world-class free internet over there, but Estonia is one of those countries where, like, after the fall of the Soviet Union and the singing revolution, which was like where a bunch of the Baltic countries all sang together in the streets, and what? That's like in the West, that's credited as like how they got their independence. Meanwhile, CIA. See, exactly. Nobody sings and gets their independence.
Whenever any you read about like anywhere that had a peaceful revolution, just read, the CIA was involved.
Right. Yeah. It was peaceful insofar as there wasn't any bloodshed against Americans.
Yeah.
American Idol, that's just the CIA. You really think people are showing up to a singing contest for no reason and the CIA is not involved?
American Idol, CIA. Eurovision, CIA. Masked Singer, that one's actually the Bureau of Land Management.
Hey, I support BLM. All right.
Not that one.
The Bureau not of Land that one. Management, yeah. Really really confusing with the acronyms there.
Yeah, I mean, like that classic Squeezy Jibs post where he shows up at the Bureau. He's like standing next to a sign that's like Bureau of Land Management, 4 miles. And he's like, I tried to support the BLM, but I went to the wrong one. Sorry, everyone.
I fucking love Squeezy Jibs. I'm glad he's still doing his thing after all these years online.
I really love Squeezy Jibs for so many reasons, but I think primarily I like him because he's like the light universe Eminem. Like a white guy who's kind of has that like weird credibility of like, yeah, I'm just a dumb guy who's like funny, but like he didn't try to rap. He didn't try to do anything that would be super embarrassing. He just makes banger posts in all caps all the time.
Is Squeezy Jibs and Riff Raff not the same guy?
No, different guys.
This whole time I thought that was the same guy.
No, that's no very, way.
I could see that for sure. Like he puts on the makeup and becomes Riff Raff, and then he wipes it off, and then he's Squeezy Jibs.
Puts on the extremely intimidating and yet somehow at the same time very cringe grill with all the like spiky bits. Like, that's right. Riff Raff, I wanted to like that guy when he was at the height of his popularity, and he was like the Andrew WK of rap or something. But I just never could. Every time I looked at his face, I was like, there's something extremely wrong and diseased
very
with this man.
Yeah,
he's a very strange man. He's made some like decently fun songs, I guess. But I don't know. The thing
can
is,
you buy a cameo with him?
I don't know. Probably. He seems like the type that would sell it for like $30 to make some money.
For sure.
Yeah. The thing about Riff Raff is that he is the proverbial... freaky ass white boy with a little bit of swag who busts it down sexual style. This is what people are asking. I don't think people realize that this is what they would get if they actually had more than one of those. It's just Riff Raff.
What are you working on, Professor? Well, I finally created a machine that will spit out a freaky white boy with a little bit of swag who can bust it down sexual style. And then Riff Raff pops out with his weird grill, and all the scientists are like, shut it down! We didn't know what we were making!
We can never have another one of these.